Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of Live BP is brought to you by Brookline Bank and also New England Ford. Tune in every Wednesday at 2:30 as Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins OMF from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio.
Time for the best baseball show you're ever going to find on the radio.
Ballpoint, ball, net, net, ball, net, done.
Rob Bradford of WEEI.com and Steve Peralta of the Session 10 podcast are making the greatest game great again, 2 hours at a time.
We have some pillows. We have some pillows on the dirt.
No football, no basketball, no hockey. Just the most entertaining baseball talk you've ever experienced. It's the Live BP Baseball Show.
If you hit the man with the ball, then he may run to the pillows.
With Bradfo and Peralt on EEI.
All right, here we go, Live BP show.
Here we go.
This is the one we've been waiting for, or one of the ones we've been waiting for. This is Rob Bradford, along with Steve Peralt of Section 10, Bleach Report, and Odyssey.
Just Section 10 and Odyssey. Bleach Report, my last day was yesterday.
Okay.
So I am done with BR.
All right,
so,
done. Put it in the rear view.
Yeah, we're finally getting closer to one job. But yeah, now we're still Section 10 to finish the season, and then it's going to be Odyssey full time.
All right, there you go. Yeah. I heard you, Ken and Curtis discussed that. We can discuss it more if you like.
Yes, I gave you high praise on the crossover.
They were poking the bear. They were
as they tend to do.
I can confirm that I have. I will. This is breaking news. Can we have the breaking news sound?
Oh my god!
I will not be applying for the co-host position.
Considering we have a show, understandable.
Yeah, we have. Although I am kind of. I do want to do a video and send it in.
That's fine.
Just for fun.
Actually, I would love to tweet that on the Live BP account.
I know of at least one Red Sox player who is going to apply for that job.
Oh, okay, that's a big deal.
And that's not even a lie.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of a tease, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, so if you want, you can go to WEI. You can. What is it again? WEI.com/podsox. Podsox.
Yeah.
And apply
pretty
for that.
Pretty easy little job.
Yeah, there you go. Well, but until you do that, while you're thinking of doing that, while you're ruminating on doing something along those lines, we are sitting high atop Fenway Park for the big Red Sox.
Love the view, as always.
Oh, my goodness. The Red Sox to set the scene. Oh, you want to set the scene? You're
I
good.
Would love to
you
set the scene.
You are great at breaking down interviews and setting scenes.
Yes, it says that in my resume. That's how I got the job at Odyssey. Yeah, so we're at Fenway Park right now, Live BP show. This is the last, it might be the last Live BP show we do here all year. Kind of a wild thing to say, but it might be. We don't have one tomorrow.
Well, we could do one. We could come back and no one will be here.
Yeah, that's
next
true.
Sunday,
so, we could
Saturday.
Just do one here with no one here. That is very true. But, yeah, we're at Fenway Park right now. The Red Sox are warming up. A lot of the guys chilling in the bullpen. They're wearing red, and I hear they're going to wear red today, which would seemingly end that trend of the yellow jerseys.
Your thoughts? Well, the thoughts are that you saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah.
You saw that coming basically after the fourth batter of the game last night.
I was going to say, early on, and I was listening on the radio, a great call, as always, by Will and Joe Castig, and you could sense it not only just by the audio in the background of what was going on, but the tone of their voices. Like, this it's not our night. And it was not the Red Sox night last night early on. That game was over in the third inning.
Yeah, I mean, they just totally sucked the life out of everything that was going to be good here from the Red Sox point of view. And by the way, if you want to weigh in, 617-779-7937, as one press box wag turned to me and said yesterday when we were talking about the uniforms, he said the Red Sox could have beaten the Orioles and the Mets in their underwear. Yeah, so, that sort of summed it up, right?
Which that would have been a little weird. I don't think Manfred would have approved them being out there in their underwear.
Well, I can confirm in the postseason they can wear whatever they want.
Okay,
so
they
could play in their underwear.
Wear whatever they want is what that also means. I got to be honest. We've talked about the yellow jerseys before, and I feel like we did in an April show. But I just it's tough to say I'm not a big fan of them because of what they represent. I love what they represent.
Yeah,
they just don't look great.
Can I say something?
That's what we do. We're going to say
stuff for 3 hours. Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
So when they came and said, we understand what they represent, all right, that's not why they were wearing them this time.
Yeah, no, they're wearing them this time because, swagger, right?
Let's not mix this up.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's not do that.
If you go back to when Patriots Day weekend, why they were wearing them, we understand the meaning behind them. But why they were wearing them during this run was because they want to switch something up.
Yeah.
They want to change the visual look of their team, and they won some game, so they rode with it. Here is the payoff for me when it comes to the yellow uniforms, and maybe this will be the end of the yellow uniform talk, because as you reported, how do you break this news, we're seeing...
I believe it's Ken that reported it to me, so I think the Reds are alternate Reds today.
You're the secondary source.
Yes, exactly.
As you look
but
out
I'm going to do
field.
What a lot of reporters do on Twitter. My sources are also saying that they're going to be
wearing red. Or you could just say, yep,
quote tweet, yeah.
But here, the benefit of that was... While you're going through a very intense time, you're coming off the COVID stuff, you're still dealing with some of the COVID stuff, and what is everyone talking about? They're talking about yellow uniforms.
Yeah.
And I do think that certainly wasn't detrimental in terms of getting through that week, getting through that stretch, and getting up to the point where, all right, now you're in a good spot heading into last week, and that's where we're at right now. You and I, Steve, were at a good spot in these chairs at Fenway Park overlooking – players doing windmills with their arms.
That actually, I read in a book once that makes you play so much better if you do the windmill arm thing.
Can you rank?
I remember doing that as a kid.
Can you power rank those three guys who are right now they're running in place?
We got Danny Santana. Is that Kike?
No, Danny Santana. It is Christian Arroyo and
Travis Shaw.
Travis Shaw, who doesn't look too interested.
Yeah, he is. No, he's just doing this. That Travis Shaw right now, what he's doing, you know, the little sidestep thing where you go one up, one back. That's exactly the pace I used to do it in Babe Ruth baseball. I didn't want to do any of these stretches, and I feel like a lot of these guys don't, but they're honestly doing them like they have to.
They have to. There's a strength coach out there. He is paid to have them do high knee kicks.
If you don't do your stretches, you are going to be in timeout. But, yeah, I mean, it's like you said with the jerseys, Rob. The yellow jerseys, I understood it in April around the marathon, but let's also be honest here. They didn't even wear them on Marathon Monday. They went to the Boston Whites on Marathon Monday because of what those represent. So that whole thing was a side story. But now we get to this point. The Red Sox, I believe, on the year heading into last night, were 6-1 with the Yellows. They lose last night, and now it's back to the alternate.
All right, so now that we've moved on from the yellow uniforms.
Yes.
And we have that game from last night.
Oof.
When you put your Stevie Peralt head on your pillow last night.
That's what I say when I go to bed. I'm like, here goes my Stevie
Peralt.
Did
I do everything I could to be the best version of Steve Peralt today? And when you did that, and we asked that question, and you woke up this morning, what is your take? Everything's been clarified. Everything's the emotion of losing that game for you yesterday is come and gone. What do you feel about as we head on into the Big Nick Pivetta game?
And that's what they're going to call it, the Big Nick Pivetta game. My biggest take right now is a lot of Red Sox fans were so concerned about, who's going to start the wild card game? Who's going to start the wild card game? First off, you got to get to the wild card game. Get to the wild card game first and figure out who start, whatever. We'll figure that out down the road. You still have 8 games left, 6 of them against garbage teams. Get to the wild card game. You're likely going to have to use guys like Eovaldi and Sale, even though Eovaldi had... his worst start of the year, right? I can't think he was worse than that at any point this season. You have Eovaldi, you have Sale, that are likely going to need to be used in D.C., Rob.
Well, I think that this is – I think their plan, this is why everyone's like, why isn't Sale pitching against the Yankees? And the reason was because they wanted to line him up to potentially the last day of the year in case they need him in Washington. I think Eovaldi's always been sort of earmarked for that wild card game.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't pitch – Sale in that game, then absolutely you're going to see both of them, I think, in the wild card game. No questions asked. But it's to me, Steve, it's about – you're right. I mean, you have to get to that spot. I think there's still – you just win one of these games in this series because you have a crap – you have,
I understand
crap,
that,
you have crap teams that you're playing,
Rob, question
the
for
rest
you.
Of the way.
Question for you, though. Yeah. Rob Bradford, WEEI Hall of Famer. What does it say, though? I'm big on sending messages, right? What does it say if you lose your last home series of the year to the Yankees, who are on your tail, who, by the way, would only be a game back if they win this series?
So
in 2 out of 3.
That, and this is why we work so well together, because you're dovetailing right into what I want to talk about.
That's
which
what
is,
I said intentionally.
Which is my takeaway is that you can feel good about this team, and there's a lot to feel good about still about the roster. Alex Cora said after the game the other night, you know, the roster is the best it has been all year. I feel good that we're playing better and everything else. But you still haven't checked off that box that you can beat the Yankees.
I know.
And ever since, it is going to be the curse of the Greg Hill Show, which, you know, that's
going to be a thing, yeah.
So of Sam Kennedy going on the Greg Hill Show, and saying, you know, it's like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but they say they kind of had to do all those things at the trade deadline because I believe they're 3-10 against.
Yes,
it.
At that point.
And since that happened, the Yankees are 4-0.
Yes,
4-0. So I'm looking at it, not looking at the 3-10. I'm looking at the 4-0 since October 1st, since the trade deadline. The Yankees have controlled the Red Sox. The Red Sox, whatever versions of the Red Sox you want to say, haven't been able to beat the Yankees. And by the way, they haven't been able to beat the Blue Jays, and they haven't been able to beat the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, if you look at the Red Sox schedule right now, and we're gonna break down all the schedules, and the Mariners, you're going to get involved in this show. We're going to talk about the Mariners a little bit, which I cannot believe with 8 games left, we're going to mention the Seattle Mariners having an actual chance to sneak into one of the wild card spots. But to your point, Rob, and on the Greg Hill Show, I saw Sam Kennedy made an appearance, I believe, a week ago. And they asked him a similar question. What are your thoughts with the Yankees coming to town this weekend? And he said, well, I'm definitely not going to say anything close to what I said last time. He's like, I'm not giving you guys a quote on the Yankees. They then tried to get one on the Blue Jays, and he's like, I'm not giving you quotes on anybody. So I understand from Sam Kennedy's perspective. I think here's the deal. Realistically, and you would probably agree with me, the front office, Sam Kennedy, Heim, everybody was getting blitzed after the deadline. That's all we were talking about. Oh, my God, they didn't do enough. They didn't get enough bullpen arms, this, that, the other thing. Obviously, now we know Kyle Schwarber has worked out very well. Robles and Austin Davis haven't been that bad, even though I wouldn't say I trust them for a second in a meaningful inning the rest of the way. They still haven't been terrible, so they don't need to be on the offensive as much as they were at that point, because when that question was asked, that's all Sam Kennedy was being
asked. Well, it wasn't only – you mentioned the guys that they got. It wasn't only that. It was Rizzo. I mean, it was –
No, I know. It was the whole first base comparison.
It was like everything that first week coming off the trade deadline, it was everything the Yankees did worked. And
yes,
everything the Red Sox didn't do didn't work. You have Robles in Toronto taking on the entire Blue Jays team.
Timing of that.
You
His
have
second
Austin,
appearance.
You have Austin Davis basically, oh, you're the guy who's going to go in and throw 42 pitches to get us through this blowout in Detroit.
Yeah.
You have Schwarber, who's not even playing. And you're in this losing streak, and I heard Mutt make this argument, and it's a legitimate one, which is, yeah, you know, if you look back at the trade deadline for Heim Bloom, he did a good job. He did a good job, but, with a big but, did you put yourself in a bad position, in this position, because not reading the room right for those couple of weeks? So that you can't discount that.
What are you saying?
Well, when you after the trade deadline, okay, so they took a nosedive. The Red Sox took
immediately
a nosedive.
After, yes,
right, and none of the things they did, none of the moves that are helping them right now helped them at that time. In fact, they hurt them. And so, if you remember, they were still in the first place conversation.
Yeah,
and so that
they were
went
in first place.
And that's obviously we know that's a big deal.
Yeah.
If you can get, I don't know if you know this, first is better than second. especially when
You keep talking. I'll look that up.
Especially when it comes to baseball, the great game of baseball. Yeah. There is probably no element of life where first is better than second than the American League East.
I think there's the biggest thing in getting back to the heads-up matches between the Red Sox, Yankees, Red Sox, and Blue Jays. A lot of times I think people like looking at the season from, you know, that 30,000-foot view, from the bird's-eye view of, okay, well, what's your record against them for the whole year? And, yes, the Red Sox do, as of right now, and I believe doesn't even matter what happens in the series, they will have the head-to-head advantage against the Yankees and against the Blue Jays. But to me, it doesn't really matter if you look at the big year picture compared to what happened since the
– 4-0. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's not the – I'll come back to it. It's not the 3
What have you done for me lately?
It's the 4-0.
Yeah.
It's the last four times because – especially after last night, that's the what should sting last night. And that's why today is so important, which is you had – this wasn't when you lost to the Yankees last time you saw them. Mm. This was you got the yellow uniforms. You're feeling good about yourself, Steve.
Yeah.
You got the best roster you have all year. And what happens? Boom, 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 boom. It's the fifth inning. You're down 7-0, and the fans are chanting, Yankees suck.
Yeah, which made a lot of sense. I wasn't here last night. I was watching at home, and I'm thinking, how does that add up? I mean, I understand they're behind you, but they're crushing you right now. But no, from that angle of what have you done for me lately? Red Sox, Yankees, obviously lately the Yankees have the advantage. If the Red Sox lose today, big if, because I think they actually do bounce back and get the win, rubber match tomorrow night on Sunday Night Baseball. If the Red Sox lose today, you lose the series to the Yankees. You then, at best, close out, losing 6 of your last 7 against the Yankees. It doesn't then really matter what you do against the Orioles and the Nationals to build any kind of confidence going into a wild card game for whatever.
I disagree.
But
I respect your opinion, and I like you personally, but
yes,
I disagree.
Realistically, though, Rob, they're not going to go, and I'm just going to tell you right now, the Red Sox are not going to go 6-0 against the Orioles and Nats. There's going to be some stupid loss
they
there.
They could play in their underwear and go 6-0.
There's
going
to be at least one stupid loss in there. I'm just going to tell you that right now. So having said that as well, if you lose a series to the Yankees, if you then have a dumb loss to the Orioles, maybe one to each team, then one to the Nationals as well, you still clinch a wild card spot. Maybe you're lucky enough to host the game. You can't tell me that you're super confident going into a game against the Yankees or the Blue Jays, because I personally wouldn't be. If you lose this series.
Because it's exactly what happened for the last week. Let history be your guide, Steve.
I would never
let history be your guide.
No.
They beat two crap teams in the Orioles and the Mets. And what happened? We had that whole day of, oh, my goodness, they're going in to play the Yankees, and they can't be stopped.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. If they beat up on the Orioles and the Nationals.
But isn't that false hope, though? Last night showed you that's false hope.
But that's the point. And so this is where I'm agreeing with you, is that, yes, if they don't take care of the Yankees, then you are going to the realistic people and the smart people are going to say, well, you haven't proven anything because you haven't beaten the good team.
Yeah.
But the reality.
Okay, so I get what you're saying.
Is you're saying how people are going to feel. They're going to feel great about things.
I'm more saying how I'm going to feel and that I'm not going to have a lot of confidence going into it. But realistically, Rob, at the end of the day, we've been talking about the wild card game for a long time on this show, last 2-3 weeks. Just host the game. That's got to be their goal.
Yeah.
Host the game. It's not just getting.
That
it.
Is what their goal
you
is.
You got to try to host the game, and in order to do that, you don't have to, but you really should. Message wise included, win this series. You got to win this series. Have a little momentum.
Just win. All you have to do, Steve.
I know all you have to do is win one, but I'm talking about the message, Rob.
Okay.
I'm talking about message.
So,
here.
Do you think they can win two?
Yes, okay. I do. I Ken asked me a question. I barely had an answer of who do you feel better with Pivetta or
Erod?
That
was a good question.
And I'm like, don't know.
It was almost like they were in a zone that whole hour between the Dante Scarnecchia interview and that question.
I'm telling you, I don't know. And I'll rephrase it to you. Who do you feel better, Pivetta or Erod?
You know,
I don't have an answer.
Bizarrely, I feel better about Erod because I am dying on this hill, which no one seems else to be even wounded on.
Yeah.
Which is Nick Pivetta is a completely different pitcher at home, maybe he will prove me wrong today, perhaps, but still, I look at that last start, and I'm like, I've seen way too many of those at Fenway Park. But believe me, Tanner Houck is going to be an enormous a part of this equation today.
Oh, 100%.
Enormous a part of this equation. So, anyway, this set the scene. This is a live BP baseball show. I'm Rob Bradford along with Steve Peralt. number you can call on in, 617-779-7937. We're going to be with you really all the way up at the first pitch.
Yeah.
Because as many people, many people have clamored for, we are once again taking over the pregame show. It will be the Live BP pregame show on the Shaw's and Star Market Radio Network. And also, we can take Jeff in Watertown. You want to do that?
Yeah, Jeff.
Jeff, Hall of Famer Jeff in Watertown.
What's going on? What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys, I'm calling you from the Fair on the Square in Watertown. I know you guys wanted to do a remote this year. You didn't get to do it. So we're calling from the Watertown Fair on the Square.
All right, so we have Skarnakia calling from Maui,
yeah,
and we have you calling from the Fair in the Square.
Watertown Fair on the Square.
There
but I wanted to just – two things. One is I agree with you totally about the Sam Candy comments. It was arrogant, and I hate – you know, I don't want to root for a team that's arrogant. You know, so, I mean, I'm rooting for the Red Sox, but it bothers me when they do that. But the other thing is I wanted to just talk about Maloney's rant yesterday. Because if it's one thing
two days ago,
these people
who
want to tell us how to feel about something, how to feel about a team, what to root, you know, especially when there's a conflict of interest, they don't broadcast the Red Sox. But just that idea of those tastemakers, like I don't read Shaughnessy because I feel like most of the time he's just trying to impress us with who he is and that he's the tastemaker and all those kinds of things. And that frustrates me. So I don't listen to that. I don't listen to that other show, the other station, except when there's a sports game on that I want to hear. But because of the same thing, I feel like their agenda is to just, you know, make themselves more important. It just drives me crazy. So I really appreciated Lou saying, and I know EEI has a conflict too. I mean, it is, but this team, I mean, to suggest that this team should be boycotted, I mean, I wish Chaim Bloom had done more, but I still feel that the Red Sox have invested the money. They've put the energy in. They've shown commitment. When they've done things wrong, they've tried a new approach. I mean, to me, this is not a team that you boycott. And I just think that was a stupid thing.
Let me weigh in on that, Jeff. May I, please?
Yeah, sure.
So, first of all, I love the fire. No matter what he was talking about, I love the fact that Lou came out of the gate with fire at 2 o'clock that day.
Oh, he was ready.
Yeah, I love when shows start that way, much like we did today.
Yes.
So, and I always say this. This is what everyone has to remember, which is, you know, as a reporter, so I've lived this weird existence for the last 13 years, WEI.com and WEI, and a lot of times I would go to the clubhouse and players would be like, I can't believe what they were saying at your station. I'm like, and I said to them, listen, here's the reality of the situation, is that their job is to be entertaining and their job is to be engaging. It's not necessarily always to be accurate. That said, and I think this is what Lou was onto and also what you're onto, Jeff, which is you have to do it in an intelligent way. And what really has been going on a lot is not an intelligent presentation. It just isn't. I mean, because you can pick apart a lot of what this, hey, boycott the Red Sox, boycott the – okay, I get what you're trying to do. I get how you're trying to take a strong take. But if it's so stupid, then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I think that's what sort of set Lou off. A couple other things probably set him off.
Yeah.
But to me, that's the biggest thing, Jeff. And I don't know if what I'm saying hits home for you, but that's my take on it.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, listen, I'm a sports talk radio guy. I know what your guys' job is. But I do feel like when it just gets over the line, it's unlistenable to me. Like I called this show, I called the original baseball show because I care about what you guys have to say, because I'm invested in what, because I believe you guys are giving me the best information you can based on what you're seeing. And that's what it's about for me. I know that other people have other agendas and other things, but that's what I like about this show. That's what I liked about the old baseball show. We're talking the great game of baseball, right?
The great game of baseball.
Exactly. And Jeff, thanks for the call. As always, Jeff in Watertown, a Hall of Famer. So specifically on what Lou was talking about there, because he did a Stephen A move, which is like, oh, let me tell you, when I get started on this show, you're going to want to tune on in. So that was a great move by Lou. That was classic. But so just to make sure I got the full picture here. And Shaughnessy, anytime the name Shaughnessy comes up, I mean, obviously you're going to know that he's going to be needling some people and telling the fans to do this, that, the other thing. But that's what he does. It's hard for me to get a certain level of anger when I know someone's just doing what they do. You know what I mean?
By the way, and also what he's paid to do.
Exactly.
Like he's paid to get reaction.
And, that's the point.
And like I said, the best, whether it's on the radio or whether it's columnist, and yeah, a lot of times I believe the best radio people are columnists,
yeah,
are the people who can get you riled up, can help get advance the conversation, but do it in a way where they don't have to back down, where someone can't take 2 seconds and say, that's stupid.
Yeah,
right? And I think Lou is pointing some of these people out. Well, like, some people who are trying to do this Shaughnessy exercise aren't equipped to do it.
No, not at all. Having you say that and hearing that and really soaking it up, Rob, each hour of this show, I'm just going to say one thing that I totally don't believe, but just to get people all riled up. So I'll have that in the next segment.
Do you have something out of the gate?
It's going to be something about Fenway, and I think it's going to get people going.
Okay.
And I really want to get people upset.
I do not believe the ladder on the wall serves a purpose.
That'll get people really, really fired up.
Look at the Red Sox. What are they doing? They're just putting ladders up.
They go up to seats. But real quick, though, like, is that – so the purpose of the whole rant and flipping out and all that was because Shaughnessy had alluded to how the city's not embracing the team or something?
I think honestly it was pointed at our competitors, 98.5.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, listen, you guys are telling people not to come to games. You have skin in the game because you don't hold the rights to the Red Sox broadcast and so forth and so on. But I think Lou's overall point was kind of along the lines of what I'm talking about, which is, come on, like, let's have a discussion about this team.
Yeah.
And this, like, are they rolling out the yellow? Did the business department of the Red Sox say to somebody, hey, let's roll out the yellow uniform so we can sell them more? No, that is not a reality. That is not something that happened. But they're trying to say, oh, well, this is absolutely something that happened.
Well,
this is the reason why.
People are going to have agendas, Rob, and they're going to, you know, talk their talk, whatever. You're going to say this because you have this allegiance, that allegiance, whatever. All I care about, Rob Bradford, WEEI Hall of Famer, is that we're at Fenway Park right now. The fans are going to start coming in. It's an enormous game between the Red Sox and Yankees. The Red Sox have a one-game lead over the New York Yankees.
And again, this is what Lou was talking about. Okay, like, I get it. It's Brady week, but it's go time.
Just
before we go to the break, let's go to Garrett in Cambridge. What's going on, Garrett?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, there's just an element of all, like, the negativity that I think that comes from guys like Callahan and guys like Shaughnessy, and it's what sells. And they both sort of push their own agenda, and it's just not interesting anymore. Like, it's old hat. It's tired. It's like, I don't know how people listen to radio or read stuff where guys are just angry all the time. It's just not fun or pleasant, especially guys, a guy like Callahan, where it's just like yelling about politics. It's not interesting.
Well, it's
Gary, thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's everyone has different shows for different avenues and different people and different listenership. That's fine. But, you know, I would just say this, is that what this show tries to do, to trying to spin it toward this, what this show we've always tried to do since we started, since day one, is say, hey, listen, like, we get it. Like, football, Patriots, Tom Brady, that's the straw that stirs a drink. That's the thing that drives the bus.
Even though he's in a different part of the country, yeah.
Yeah, but here we are. I've said this a million times, but the great thing about this show I love is that I show up 2 minutes before the show. Maybe 1 minute. and we can talk. Next thing you know, 3 hours are over.
Exactly.
Because it's fun to talk about.
I got
to
say, Rob and Garrett, that was a great call, and I fully agree with them. I don't want to word it this way, but I'm going to do it. A lot of the fans, myself included, are now becoming part of the media, and that's okay. And it's changing the landscape a little bit, where you don't have a bunch of people that are up here saying, this team sucks, and this is why you shouldn't root for them, and yada, yada, yada. I agree with them. A lot of that's getting old. A lot of that's getting old fast. What we do on this program, and what I love about this program, is we call it like we see it. The Red Sox are cruising. We're talking about them cruising. If they're wearing the jerseys a little too much, maybe we'll allude to that as well. But right now, we're in a very important part of the year, Rob, where you have a one-game lead on the Yankees. The wild card game is a thing. I wish it was a three-game series. It's a one-game series, and you're trying to get into that game. We're going to talk about how they get into that game. We're going to talk about the competition and what they have ahead of them. We're going to break it all down. What we're not going to talk about is why you shouldn't watch the Red Sox.
Well,
this is when you should watch the Red Sox.
And the Yankees are sitting here at Fenway Park. I'm checking the scoreboard. They haven't updated it yet.
Which makes no sense to me.
They're a game behind. The Yankees are a game behind with a week to go. Week to go tomorrow. Mm. A game behind the Boston Red Sox with a series at Fenway Park.
With postseason spots on the line.
Well,
Rob.
Yeah. And if, you know, if you or I are growing up and we're saying, hey, this is the reality, this is what is presented in front of you, we're like, oh, my goodness, how awesome is it that we're sitting at Fenway Park overlooking these guys doing jumping jacks or whatever they are.
They're getting ready to win. That's what you do.
Getting ready to play the New York Yankees. And by the way, also a one-game playoff. I know that Tom Brady's playing a few days before, but still, little Robbie Bradford ran straight from home or straight home in third grade in 1978 to watch on a black and white TV, and that's the last time we had something like that. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for saying that's awesome. That is an awesome, awesome thing.
I wasn't ready for little Robbie Bradford. I like that. That's what I'm going to refer to you now as, little Robbie Bradford and Stevie P.
In Essex, my hometown. So everyone refers to me as Robbie, and it's with an IE too, like Robbie Ross.
Robbie Ray.
Like Robbie Ray.
Okay.
That's why I wear my pants so tight and grunt all the time.
Yeah, my God. I don't like that guy.
I like your breakdown, by the way.
I don't like him. Yeah, I think he's a jerk.
It's like, I really don't. All I know is that he grunts and he looks like a jerk.
Hey, let's be real, though. That's what you get on this show. I'm not going to break down the X's and O's. I'm going to say he kind of looks like a goof. That's what he does.
All I see is dopes.
Dopes.
You know who's not a goof? You and your trending now. So let's have one of those.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now is brought to you by McDonald's. When you order your McDonald's breakfast this morning, choose between a sausage McMuffin, a sausage burrito, or any size premium roast hot coffee. Pick any two for just $2 only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. This is a veteran move by me. I'm buying time to bring up the trending now. Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox lost to the New York Yankees 8-3. Nathan Eovaldi only lasted 2 2/3 innings. Nasty Nate, what are we doing? He gave up 7 runs last night at Fenway Park. The Sox now have a 1-game lead on the New York Yankees for the top wildcard spot. Game 2 of their 3-game series is this afternoon. First pitch is at 4:10. Joe Castig and Will Fleming have the call pregame with Rob Bradford, with little Robbie Bradford and myself, starts at 3:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can hear the game right here across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, as well as streaming on the Odyssey app across all 6 New England states. Yes, there are 6 of them. Trent Brown, he has a calf. Adrian Phillips, not
injury
related.
He does have a calf.
And Josh Uche, back injury, are all questionable for the game tomorrow between the Patriots and the New Orleans Saints. The Revolution host Orlando City FC at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Orlando City SC, they go by soccer club? That's interesting. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now for the Live BP Baseball Show.
Ballpoint bomb, net, net, ball, net, done.
With Rob Bradford and Steve Peralt.
Throw a bowler to the stick, man.
More baseball talk now.
We have some pillows. We have some pillows on the dirt.
Bradford and Peralt on WEEI.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right. Oh, I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven.
Rob has a great talent, and it's called ruining every song we come back from break.
I will not ruin the next one, because I know how much it means to you.
Oh, my God.
The next break, right? Yes, correct?
Very excited.
Stiz is so excited to give you his reel and also to play that song.
I am excited for both things, but this is some great Kanye. You don't want to ruin this, Rob. Come on. There we go. Yeah, let's lift it back up. We can lift it back up.
Nah, man, it's like Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting. The music just owns me.
I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. This is an all-timer. Okay. All-timer, Rob. I know you know.
Come on.
Little Rob.
Set the scene. Set the scene, Rob. Little Robbie Bradford.
Oh, wait. What's up, Stiz?
No, I was just Little Rob.
Little Rob. No, yes. Little Robbie.
So we confirmed that in the break that Rob Bradford's rap name would be Lil Robbie.
Lil Robbie.
Lil Robbie.
All right.
You got Lil Baby, Lil Wayne, Lil
Robbie.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, the streets of Essex are mean streets,
oh, my
gosh. Let me tell you. Okay, well, let's set the scene.
We're back.
Where is the Live BP Baseball Show? I'm Rob Bradford, Little Robbie, with Little Stevie, or Big Stevie, whatever you want to say. Steve Peralt,
yeah.
Section 10, Bleacher Report, Odyssey, the whole ball of wax. We're getting ready for the big Nick Pivetta game here at Fenway Park. The players are taking batting practice. They're limbering up. Chris Sale's now walking off the field. He's grabbing what looks to be his right elbow, which is a
Jeez,
good thing.
Let's. Okay, I was for a second. Hey, I was like, "What's going
rubbing,
on?"
He's rubbing his right elbow.
I'm looking at my phone about to tweet about the show, and
literally,
you're like,
"It was like scratching his right elbow."
Oh my God! I thought you were about to break some news. He's grabbing his arm. No, it looks awful.
No, watch this though. He's walking out, so no reporters are going up to him. No, like, see, no reporters going. He's going right to the dugout.
Yeah.
Not single reporter is trying to talk to him.
Mm.
Fail.
What
all you reporters
doing?
Down there.
They're
what are you
just talking
he was
walking.
That was gold. You walk. He's walking off the field by himself. Plenty to talk to about with Chris Sale.
I got to say, Rob, and I'm going to ask you for some pointers.
Yes.
Because I've been in the dugout before, done some Section 10s, but I haven't done a lot of the reporter schmooze, which is you got to go around the dugout and kind of talk about, I guess, how people's kids are doing. I don't know. I'm going to have to get some tips from you, but I got to get good at that.
Not that anyone cares, but the only way you can get players now is to get them out. And obviously, we can't go in the clubhouse, out on the field. So literally the move is to go out on the field and find the angle where you know the player is going to come off the field.
Because you're saying the actual – I thought you were saying the angle of a story.
No. Of a story, but if a guy starts walking off, right, you immediately – is there a reason I can talk to him, number one? Number two, you have to figure out there's two – as you can see, there's two ways to go into the dugout. There's the far distant entrance and then the entrance where all the writers seem obligated to sit around in a circle and talk amongst themselves, even though for the next 4 or 5 hours they're going to be doing the exact same thing in the press box.
Isn't it the look, though? You want to look like you want to look as important as possible.
Right.
There.
You know how you look important? Go talk to Chris Sale.
Go talk to Chris Sale.
Right?
I would agree. But Sale in that capacity, and keep me honest,
yeah.
When Sale's going back to the dugout, he seems like a very schedule-oriented person. I understand he's not pitching this weekend, but does Chris Sale want to be
When I got
there?
Him a couple weeks ago, otherwise known as the day that he found out he had COVID.
Yeah, you're like, big Chris Sale news coming up, and it's like, oh, COVID.
So when I got him, it was literally right at the entrance there. He was same sort of thing. He's walking off. You can ask, and you know, a lot of times what these guys will do, they'll sprint. They will basically do 4.440s. Oh yeah, I got to get treatment. And as I told you before, Jaren Duran had the most creative one of all this year. When I said, "Hey, Jaren, you got a minute?" He's like, "I got to go relax." Well, how do you argue with that, really? Like, how do you – at least you're not lying. I mean, okay, I have to relax too. Everyone has to relax.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the scene that's set here. They're taking BP. The Live BP show is doing a show why the Red Sox are actually taking Live BP. How ironic is that? So
very ironic.
Yeah, 617-779-7937. I'm Rob Bradford again with Steve Peralta. We're taking you all the way up to the first pitch. Joe Castiglione, Will Fleming. Let's go back to the phones. David in Florida. Hey, David, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
First of all, I want to ask him, has your opinion of Iglesias changed at all yet?
Yes, it has. I mean, I think, honestly, David, a couple different things. You know, I think that he's a different player, a different person than he was when he left 2013. As I said before, you know, when he was here before, I think maybe he was a little bit immature, a little cart before the horse in terms of his career. And also, when you're judging him off of why he was actually released, by the way, released from the Angels, was because he had the worst defensive run saved of any position player. So has it changed? Absolutely. And a big part of that, I believe, is because he is the type of guy who is, like he said, probably plays his best when it actually matters the most. I believe that. Yeah. Some guys are like that.
And so I hope I answered your question, surprise, David. Too. Now, I mean, do you think he should be back next year?
No. Oh, why would he? Why? Why would you bring him back next year?
Because it wouldn't cost anything. He hasn't got money his whole career.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
He'd be a good utility guy. I'm actually – I don't disagree with David here. I think
if you're going to be watching your pennies in the old Red Sox bank account,
yeah,
and you're going to allocate it to whatever, to say that he wants $3 million, it doesn't seem like a lot. But fine. If you want to bring him back, fine. But not as – to me, it's like Christian Arroyo, you have to run out there and say that's your everyday second baseman. I can't imagine that he's going to have – 10 stop and starts like he did this year. That's like historically an impossibility. So what else you got, David?
And Schwarber, I mean, his greatest impact on the team is his intelligence, his patience. He's a Euculus. He's Euculus with a bigger bat, with more power. And since he's come here, his intelligence and discipline has rubbed off on the team too.
I totally agree with you. So,
David, thanks for the call.
I mean,
David, thanks for the call. See, here's the deal, Rob. One of my favorite things is saying thanks for the call. Sometimes you're not going to hit with all of them, right? Sometimes your timing is going to be off. I think he was going to say something else, but one thing that I ask of the callers, I love you all equally. I just need, you need a little pace. You need a little, like, bing, bang, boom. I think Jeff from Watertown is perfect. He knows, okay, I'm going to say my point. I'm going to say another point. You guys talk. I say one more thing. Thanks, guys. You know, but he's a vet. I mean, he knows what he's
doing. Yeah, I heard David call Brian Barrett last night at about 11:40. Yeah. So I sort
of. It seemed like David was snacking on some pretzels while he's doing the call. He's just kind of like, hey, what's up, guys?
Listen, please, if you're going to call, the live BP show, I'm going to go on a Marloni-esque rant.
If you're going to, and listen, at the top of this hour, you better be tuning in because I'm going to rip into the callers. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. But no, I mean, realistically, Rob, and I know we set the scene a lot, but today is a very important game. I know going into last night, a lot of people are calling it the biggest series of the year. I fully agree with them.
It is, but that doesn't mean it's always going to be the biggest series
of
the
year. Yeah, I know.
What,
we're going to go to Baltimore and say it's the biggest series
of the
year?
Is it must-win Saturday?
It's never a must-win until it's a must-win. So if we're going to say is it a must-win?
We're trying to get to the salespeople quick.
No, I know. It is. If they don't win this game,
must-win Saturday, brought to you by Shots and Star Market.
Yes, exactly. And get Little Debbie's Cakes half off. If you don't listen to this show all the way up to first pitch, this must-win show, that's on you. You have to, because we're going to be talking about this game. We're going to be breaking down this wild card race. And, Rob, one of the biggest things that I want to break down, and I don't know if you want to do this now, but I kind of want to do this now, is the remaining schedule for the four teams.
You have a list.
I have a list. Oh, you know, I love my notes.
I know.
I do notes.
But I never felt like you ever went to the notes.
No, basically, I always list out notes. I take about 20 minutes before every show, and I list out a bunch of segments and notes, and I never look at them.
Well, I'm good for you.
I'm actually looking at them now.
All right, so what do you want? What's on the list?
Remaining schedule of the wild card teams that are in the hunt.
Yeah, that's why the Red Sox, even though they could get swept, despite your, like, the vibe test, right?
Happening.
This is we talk about vibes being the most important analytic.
That on my segment
absolutely. We're going to do the power ranking of the vibes. But the vibe is the most important analytic, and Steve Peralta, you were saying earlier in the show that, yeah, okay, you can lose these games to the Yankees and go on to win all the games, basically all the games against the Nationals and Orioles, but still the vibes aren't going to be what you want heading into that game. So to answer your question about, I don't even know if it was a question, but the schedule, the Red Sox is not even close, man. Like, the Yankees have Toronto and Tampa,
Rob, you're jumping over my segment here.
Oh, I am. Well, you asked me about the schedule.
I was going to list it out and then ask you. You kind of jumped ahead of
us. I think it's been well documented.
That you jump all over segments. All right, so Red Sox have two more against the Yankees. They have three against the Orioles, three against the Nationals. The Yankees, two more against the Red Sox. They are then at Toronto. Rob, fun fact, Toronto for the last homestand is allowing 30,000 fans in that building.
I know.
I'm just telling you because I know you already know. But they have 30,000 fans for that series. That's going to mean something. So that's going to be the series after this for the New York Yankees. The Yankees then have three against the Rays to close out the season. The Blue Jays. We'll get into the Blue Jays, but real quick, who are you? I don't get it. I spend so
hold
much
on,
time.
Hold on. Listen, I want you to address the Blue Jays. You dabbled in it, but this is sort of like when Gordon Hayward was coming to Boston. We were having a radio show, and he's driving around, and we wanted to address him personally.
Yeah,
you are a very powerful man now. So I want you to take a breath. Mm. Now the Blue Jays. It's just you and the Blue Jays. Address the Toronto Blue Jays, Steve.
Blue Jays, it's me and you right now. All right, I've had your back. I'm a Red Sox fan. And I've had your back. I've said we need to watch out for you. You have the most dangerous lineup I've seen in a long time. You have a very good rotation. Your bullpen is not as bad as everyone says. But what do you do to me? You look right back in my face and you lose the first two games to the Minnesota Twins? You score one run in game two? In the first game, you looked like you didn't even want to be there? You guys are fighting for a postseason spot. You're fighting for Toronto's attention. And yet you still, with eight games remaining, Blue Jays, leave me thinking, who are you?
You missed one. That was excellent, by the
thank
way.
You.
The Blue Jays say thank you for addressing them. You missed one important part.
What's up?
You did not tell them that you made little Robbie Bradford buy a plane ticket to Toronto.
Yes. And little Robbie
Bradford.
And
it may or may not be refundable.
Didn't you say it was?
It was.
Okay. So you just wanted some drama. There's a chance.
You know how that works, though. It's refund it. You just have to fill out these 10 forms, and we'll get back to you in 2 years.
Yeah, it'll be refundable by 2025. But no, we're going to continue with the schedule here. The Blue Jays, two more against Minnesota. They then, like I mentioned, have three at home against the Yankees, which I would not be stunned in the least if they win all three of those games. The Blue Jays, just like the Red Sox, have three more against the Baltimore Orioles to close out the season. And the Mariners, I'll give you credit. I did not think with eight games left in the year, we'd still be talking about the Mariners as a team that could be in the race. But they are. They swept the A's. They now have two left against the Angels, three more against the A's at home, and then three more against the Angels at home. So big picture, Rob, my question to you, and we'll probably dive into the wild card stuff at numerous points from now until first pitch. Realistically, though, I love the phrase gun to your head because it's so stupid and aggressive and unnecessarily aggressive. Gun to your face.
I wouldn't answer the question.
What would you think the wild card game is going to be on October 5th?
All right, I'm going to answer that. But first, we've got to take a break.
617-779-7937.
After this break, I am going to tell you who I think and what the vision of the wild card is going to look like.
Yeah.
What's the portrait of the wild card on October 5th?
Not just what the game's going to be. What's the portrait?
What is the next version of little Robbie Bradford running home from school that day?
Put on the TV, mother. Put on the TV. The big game's on, mother.
I didn't live in England.
The big game's on, mother.
617-779-7937. Be back after this. Little Robbie Bradford ran straight from home in third grade in 1978 to watch on a black and white TV.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for the Live BP Baseball Show.
Ball, point, boom, net, net, ball, net, done.
With Rob Bradford and Steve Peralt.
Throw a ball to the stick, man.
More baseball talk now.
We have some pillows. We have some pillows on the dirt.
Bradford and Peralt on WEEI.
What's poppin'? Who you a brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad in the friend zone. Sound like an intro, Jess song. Give me that tempo.
I don't know that added. That was added.
Oh, with me, when I do it, it's stepping all over it. When you're adding.
Yep, absolutely.
Tell everyone who that is.
That's Jack Harlow. I'm seeing him tonight at the House of Blues.
Right across the street.
Right across the street.
What a day for Steve Peralt.
Oh, big day. Pre-game with Bradfo, Live BP with Bradfo, Red Sox, Yankees with Pavetta, and I get to go across the street to House of Blues.
Do you have an extra ticket for me?
Definitely not.
I want to pop.
No, you don't. I actually would love to see Rob Bradford in that atmosphere.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Have you been to House of Blues?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say the last time I was at the House of Blues was a David Ortiz roast.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah. My goodness, I would love to. That's a great excuse just to play the Pedroia story again because I love that so much.
Were you there for that?
No, I wanted to be there.
It was so off the rails. So I've said this before. Nesson had everything like set up.
Yeah.
And then it started, and like, all right, pack it up.
Pack it up.
Let's
we can't
go.
Use any of this. Because even the stuff that did, it was funny, because the lighting, it seemed very dim in there. Like, it was very dark. So any of the cell phone cameras, like, they just weren't, it didn't look great. But the audio was clear.
Oh,
and let me tell
goodness.
You, Rob, a lot of swears.
A lot of swears. That's the least of their problems.
I'm just saying.
Rob Gronkowski was,
stuff going on down there. I didn't even know that was at the House.
But I applaud them. And that was obviously for a great, great, awesome, awesome charity, David Ortiz Children's Fund.
Yes.
Which we support and we were going to support, hopefully, when we do the live broadcast from their golf tournament this year. Mm. I thought it was a creative idea. I applaud them for that. I'm sure they raised a lot of money and they got a lot of attention. It was just completely off the rails.
Yeah, the Pedroia story was an all-timer where I always thought he was kidding and then got to ask him, it was either on Section 10 or here, about – like, did David Ortiz really not know what your name was? He just called you Pee-wee? That's all he did? And it's like, yeah, that's all he did.
Logistically, all I would say, before we move on, and I tell you why I think the wild card situation is going to be, logistically with that David Ortiz thing, they probably wouldn't want to have saved David for the last one.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he was entertaining, Steve.
No, of course.
He was entertaining. No, there was a lot of entertaining leading up to that,
big time. But, yeah, that was, if you know what I mean. House of Blues, I'm very excited. Jack Harlow, super pumped.
I am too.
So we'll see.
I'm going to be psyched when
you see you're so pumped. You're going to be like, yeah, Jack Harlow, what's
popping? Anyone at the House of Blues who are a fan of the Live BP baseball show, sneak me in.
Yeah.
Little right, Robbie Bradford. There you go. I mean, I can open. So before we get to the calls, I am going to tell you, just cut to the chase, the Red Sox will be hosting the New York Yankees. We will have a repeat of last night, maybe not the results, but a repeat Garrett Cole versus Nathan Eovaldi. And really, it's like the whole plan of you're going to have Eovaldi, you're going to bring in Chris Sale when you're down 7-0.
Rob, the thing that kills me, and this has killed me for a long time, is anytime fans try to start projecting who a starter or who the pitchers are going to be for a certain game, you're not factoring in how the game goes. Like, you're not factoring in at all that, hey, maybe it happens like last night where all of a sudden they're down 7-0 out of nowhere, and then you got to throw everybody out there. At that point, going into it, obviously, it's a win-or-go-home game. But then if you're trailing, it's like, oh, the ALDS is looking farther and farther away by the inning. So I'm not that worried at all about who's pitching in the wild card game. I'm worried about getting to the wild card game. Start by winning this game today. Nick Pivetta. I actually wanted to do that, Rob. I want to check out the home stats versus the away stats for Nick Pivetta. At home this year, Nick Pivetta, I believe, if I'm looking at this correctly, is 4-2 with a 5.69 ERA. The thing, for those listening at home, when I start diving into stats, Rob does this thing where he's like, I said this already. I already told you all of this.
I did.
What are you doing? You did not tell me this.
I told you. I said I was dying on the hill, a hill that Rob, no one even wanted to be wounded on. Those were my exact words.
Yes, so you did not tell me the stats. What I'm going to do is compare.
You're diving in a little deeper.
I'm comparing his home stats to E-Rod's home stats.
Oh, okay.
Nick Pivetta, 4-2 at home with a 5.69 ERA, 68 innings pitched. He has an opponent batting average of .269 at home as versus a .209 on the road. E-Rod at home, 4-4, a 6.16 ERA. That's in 57 innings pitched. An opponent batting average of .279. His opponent batting average home and away is pretty similar, but 6.16 ERA at home for E-Rod. So when you ask the difference between the two, who would you rather have pitching
here?
Yeah,
I said E-Rod. I said E-Rod, but if you couldn't flip the coin, what would you go with?
I would go Pivetta.
Yeah.
And I haven't people think I hate E-Rod. I don't hate E-Rod. It's just that he's been inconsistent, which is a fact. He's been very inconsistent.
I've noticed in the days leading up to this game, this start, watching Nick Pivetta work out in the field, there's a bubbling intensity to him.
Yes.
We talk about guys coming into the dugout, like in and out, on the field, off the field, and everything
else.
That's
what we do here. We break it down.
No one has been sprinting faster to the dugout and from the dugout than Nick Pivetta.
I got Nick Pivetta ranked number one in terms of who I would be most scared to bump into in the clubhouse after they got pulled from their start.
That's a good
Pivetta,
one.
Nick Pivetta is number one because anytime – and there was a start against the Orioles. It was before the last show we did here on, I believe, a week ago. And he gives up whatever it was. It was bad. It was, what, 3 or 4 earned in 3 innings. He gets taken out in the 3rd or 4th inning, and he goes storming into the clubhouse. I was like, I pray – for the sake of any human there, that they're not in the clubhouse right now, that they're not in that walkway up to the clubhouse right now, because Nick Pivetta is definitely somebody that lets it loose once he gets back there.
So I answered the question who I thought was going to be, what the wild card game was going to look like. What do you think?
Teams?
Teams, place, the whole ball of
wax. Did you say teams and place? You teased it.
Yeah.
You didn't say it.
No, I did say it.
What did you say?
I said same as last night, Yankees against Red Sox.
Here. Okay. I still have Red Sox, Blue Jays. I was 91% sure of it heading into yesterday. I'm now 84% sure that it's going to be Red Sox Blue Jays at Fenway Park. The Jays, as I mentioned before, have 3 more games against the Orioles. They also play the Yankees.
That's going to be crazy.
It's going to be – I mean, the Orioles play a huge role in the wild card standings.
But I'm talking about the Blue Jays. So, you know, let's say that the Red Sox don't take care of business here. Mm. And you end up ending this series in your game back of the Yankees. Well, now the Yankees play the Blue Jays 3 games at home.
I don't even want to think. God, you just blew my mind.
I know.
Because I didn't even factor in a sweep here, which it's realistically it's not going to happen. But the Yankees could leave here with a lead.
That's so let's play that out. So the Yankees, they sweep here. They leave a game up on the Red Sox. The Blue Jays, so they're 3 back right now, right? Correct? They're 3 back of they still didn't update.
They should update the standings. It makes no sense.
Anyway,
the Blue Jays
back,
are 3 back of the Red
3
Sox.
3 back of the Red Sox. So let's say that they'll pick up at least a game if the Yankees sweep. So they're down 2. The Yankees are up 1. You go into that series. Let's say now the Blue Jays take care of business. They win 2 out of 3. Now you're talking about that last – you want to talk about the last series for all these teams meaning something. And to repeat exactly what you said, Steve, you have the Yankees against Tampa at home. You have the Red Sox at Washington. You have Toronto at home against Baltimore. And now we have to incorporate also Seattle, who they play Oakland after the Angels, and they end the year with the Angels as well.
Yeah, one of the biggest things I'm looking at moving forward here is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. The Red Sox have the luxury of playing in Baltimore against the terrible Orioles, and the Blue Jays and Yankees are going to be trying to kill each other.
Yes.
They're going to be, you know, grinding and clawing to try to get a series win in front of 30,000 rowdy fans in Toronto. That's the first time they've been able to have that many fans in 2 years, exactly 2 years. So that place is going to be jumping. I fully expect, Rob, this is why I think it's going to be Red Sox-Blue Jays. I fully expect the Jays at home the last 6 games to be doing what they were doing when they didn't even have this team in 2015, when Joey Bats had that bat flip and the place was going nuts. When that place is going wild,
yes,
and they have the lineup like they have now, they're going to be hitting bombs. They're going to be hitting bombs all next week.
Right, and the roof is closed. The ball flies all over
Vladdy's
the place.
Vladdy's going to try to win the home run title. Like that's all going to be happening next week as the Yankees go there trying to realistically leave with 1 or 2 wins, which is going to be hard to do. So this obviously, Rob, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Mm. These 2 games are huge. There is a ton
today's riding. Huge.
Today, This is part of the two games.
Let's,
this is 50%
let's
of them.
Go.
Today is huge.
All right, before we go to a break, let's go to Larry in Duxbury. Hey, Larry, how are you today?
Good, guys. Hey, I think it's pretty similar. The Sox can take one of the next two. The pressure's really all on the Yankees. If the Sox can't beat Baltimore and the Nationals more than the Yankees can beat Toronto and Tampa, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. I think it's the Sox at home against Toronto, simply because I think the Yankees aren't going to be able to step it up in Toronto and against Tampa as well.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Larry. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, it's a good point that we didn't even factor in, and it's something that we should factor in. There is the potential for a collapse in Baltimore. We saw it 10 years ago when the Red Sox collapsed in Baltimore and coughed up a playoff spot back before there was a wild card game. That was the last year before there was a wild card game. So, yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, it's this obviously is a very important start today for Pivetta and Erod tomorrow. My question to you, obviously we talk about who we'd rather have start. Who do you think in this series is going to have a better start between Pivetta and Erod in the next two games?
I will answer that question, but first we got to take a break.
Boom.
Another tease. This is Live BP Baseball Show, 617-779-7937 if you want to join in. That's Steve Peralta. I'm Rob Bradford. We're high atop Fenway Park getting ready for the big game. We'll have you all the way up to first pitch with Joe and Will, but we have to take a quick break. What am I going to answer when I come back?
Who is going to have a better start between Pivetta and Erod this weekend?
Coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.